We've talked a lot about the EPA wanting to control the waters of the U.S., or WOTUS, but we've not talked much about another EPA rule that could have a substantial impact on rural areas, the EPA's new regulations on coal-fired electric generation plants. During the recent Cimarron Rural Electric Cooperative annual meeting in Kingfisher, Oklahoma, CEO Mark Snowden talked about how this will drive up electricity costs for rural Oklahomans.
Our deepest concern right now is going to be the financial burden that it may put on our members. As you said, we don't know exactly what it's going to be now, but it looks like to get to the level of carbon emissions they're asking us to, that's going to be shutting down a lot of the coal plants in Oklahoma, not just with co-ops, but all utilities. And when we'll shut those down, those will be replaced with other plants, and that could be a serious financial burden.
It will have an impact on every member out in rural Oklahoma as far as their electric bills?
Absolutely. We're trying to do some things to defer that right now. We're spending a lot of time in Washington just visiting with the EPA, trying to let them know what we feel like are the facts behind the financials and asking for a little bit of balance between as they move to protect the environment. Can we do it at a pace that lets those plants retire? If they do not and wish to stay on a fast track, you will see those bills go up. We've heard some estimates. They could go up double-digit percentage. We hope that's not true. We'll try for that not to happen. But I think over the next year, that'll be clear.
The Cimarron Rural Electric Cooperative, established in 1936, is the oldest one in Oklahoma, and it's taking steps now to offset the expected loss of energy from coal-fired plants. We'll talk about that in a later broadcast. With today's Agriculture First Report, I'm Sam Knipp for the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.